This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aspen Acres fire burning in Pueblo and Custer counties is now 35,000 acres and growing. The town of Wetmore is under an evacuation order. Phil Daniels with the State Department of Fire Prevention and Control is the current incident commander. He did not mince words.
There will be additional structures lost. Some may have already been lost. We don't know about them. But there will be expansion of this fire.
A federal command team from Alaska will take over tomorrow. Authorities say there could be 1,000 personnel assigned to the effort in the next few days. The Aspen Acres fire is one of many large fires burning across the state. It could be some time before we know the Republican nominee for governor. Barbara Kirkmeyer is very narrowly ahead of Victor Marx, but she says a split primary shouldn't discourage Republicans in a general election this fall.
I think because of the congressional races and the whole ballot that we'll be able to get Republicans to come out and vote. But it's also going to be a challenge to make sure that we are talking to unaffiliateds and getting them to come out and vote more to the right than to the left.
Kirkmeyer has said she would not support Marx if he were the party nominee. Attorney General Phil Weiser is the Democratic nominee for governor. Today, new eligibility guidelines begin for women and children who get help from the federal nutrition program called WIC. WIC serves nearly 100,000 Coloradans each month. Benefits include nutrition education, nutritious foods, and breastfeeding support. Under new guidelines, a family of four with a gross annual household income of about $61,000 may apply.